Good afternoon, and thank you so much for this opportunity to share with you about Community Preventive Health Collaborative, and I'll be referring to it as CPHC, much shorter to discuss. And I have no relationships to disclose. CPHC is a program that allows nursing students at CSUB, Department of Nursing, to perform health teaching, health screening, follow-up, and referrals to populations who usually wouldn't receive these services. And it also allows the Department of Nursing to develop collaborative relationships within the community to improve the health status of the population. It's also very aligned with the university mission and also our nursing department mission to collaborate with the community. And I wanted to give you a picture of Kern County, which is central California in the southern San Joaquin Valley. And some of these points to share with you are 77.6% reported having a usual source of health care of the population. 20.6% are living beneath poverty line. The unemployment rate is 13.8%. And 71.1% of Kern residents age 25 graduated from high school. 10.4% of adults are diagnosed with diabetes, and that puts us at 58 out of 59 counties in California. 22.7% have high blood pressure, and that puts us ranking 49 out of 59. About one-third of Kern residents suffer from obesity, about 30.8%. That puts us at 33 out of 59. Heart disease deaths are 162.2 out of 100,000, and that puts us at 57 out of 59. So just looking at this picture, and to give you a little bit of background, in 2008, there was a health benefits coordinator that was working with largely agriculture and other types of employers in the community who gave a call to CSUB Nursing and said, okay, we're having problems with this, and how can we partner with CSUB Nursing to improve our healthcare outcomes? And so the chair and the co-chair at the time asked me, said, Judy, what can we do about this? And so those talks began, and we developed Community Preventive Health Collaborative. So that was the summer of 2008, and CPHC started seeing patients in February 2011. So our vision is to incorporate nursing education in preventive and health promotion activities as an innovative method for promoting health care for underserved populations. And our mission is to provide health promotion, health education, health screenings, and case management services to promote the health of all community members. So our target populations are those that are underserved, uninsured, underinsured, the culturally diverse, and those who are experiencing barriers to accessing health care, and that might be low English proficiency, low socioeconomic status, maybe lack of transportation, lack of education. And CPHC helps to overcome those barriers because we mobilize to the population in need, we provide the services at no cost to the patient, and we are able to offer the services in Spanish. And we mainly focus on levels of prevention, emphasizing education, also performing health screenings that target the core four, which are obesity, coronary artery disease, diabetes, and what am I missing? Oh, high blood pressure, hypertension. And for our tertiary prevention, we aim to ensure that those that know that they have chronic conditions, or maybe they were unaware, but they were diagnosed with chronic conditions, that they're managed to prevent more serious consequences of those diseases. So when we implemented the program, it was important for us, of course, to acquire grant funding. We don't take any funding from the nursing curriculum or nursing department budget, but we do have some in-kind services. For example, we don't have to pay for office space, and we don't have to pay for electricity. But we are able to run this program because of community grants. When we were lucky to get the Kaiser Community Benefit Grant for a couple of years. Also, the California Wellness Foundation is funding us for 3 years. And some small grants on campus to conduct research. And we utilize the Incident Command System as an organizational framework. So there's always nursing faculty on site when students are doing these, providing these services. And so the nursing faculty is always the incident commander. We also developed a community service learning course to meet the need for student nurse volunteers, and also students are able to gain course credit. So for one unit, they serve at least 25 hours of service. For two units of credit, they have at least 50 hours of service. And most often we use this two-unit elective course for the managers, so leaders within CPHC programs. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Our community partners, we first have to develop a letter of understanding with a community agency who's interested in our services. And these can be employers, for example, an agricultural company or an oil company. We partner often with Kern County Public Health Services, who supports us. The nursing division mainly supports us to go out to kind of health fairs, other community type events that are happening. We've been to homeless centers, we've been to churches in certain communities that we would consider underserved, and other events such as swap meets is where we go. So nursing students are a resource. We feel that they're a workforce that's innovative to address population health needs, and nursing students have required a broad knowledge about disease conditions, recognizing symptoms, and are developing skills in patient education techniques, interpreting signs and symptoms, and complications. They're driven to deliver exceptional care, and they have received cultural sensitivity education within their curriculum. And this, of course, this program also helps them to develop this tools of effective teaching, effective communication, and cultural sensitivity, because they work with a diverse populations throughout the lifespan. And student nurses practice under a protocol, that is a step-by-step practice guideline for the students to follow. And this is just an example, a part of it. It's just a quick action reference sheet, and it's kind of a decision algorithm so that students, when they see a value that falls into one of these categories, they know what to do. So for example, green, let them go, everything's within normal range. Yellow, slow down, they have a borderline result, take some time to do education about lifestyle modification, and so on. Red, you need to stop, this is an elevated result, and they need a medical referral and effective education. And those blue results are for urgent values, and we feel that those urgent values need to be evaluated by the nursing faculty on site, and we wear blue t-shirts, so that's why it's blue. So I tell them, look for the lady in blue, or the nursing faculty in blue, because you need to make sure that this patient talks to the nursing faculty on site related to any symptoms that they may be experiencing. We also have a committee that meets quarterly, and so I'm chair of the committee, but we also have nurse practitioners on the committee, community members, nurses working in the community, the chair of our department. The protocol was reviewed by a physician, and the protocol also includes guidelines for follow-up and linkage to community resources. So whenever we first meet a client, we like to take a health history that gathers some of this information, because we feel because of the underserved populations we're working with, that once we've got them, we want to spend some time being able to teach them about different lifestyle modifications. So this goes into any current health concerns that they might be having, their personal history, any family history, and social history. So we do ask them about things like smoking, relationships, immunizations, alcohol, drug use, job hazards. So there's quite a few things that we actually assess and are able to give education about. Then we go into the screening tests, and these four main screening tests, there are two categories. One is no follow-up, so everything fell within normal. And the other category of patient is that at least one of the results fell into the refer range, and they were referred to further services. There's an emphasis on health education, and many of the education brochures that we give out are developed by students, you know, using their research skills that they've developed about common health problems, And so it talks about the health problem, it talks about steps that the patient can take, and it also talks about complications, and it lists any resources available to the patient, such as websites or toll-free numbers about those problems. Oh, okay. So my image of my document isn't showing, but I did have a little image of what our referral form looks like. So if you remember, those people that fall in the red, they need a medical referral. So we initiate a referral, and we inform patients that they can go to their primary care provider, but often they don't have a primary care provider. So we give them a list of local clinics that they can access for health services. We also ask them to consent for follow-up, and if they do consent for follow-up, we like to make contact with them 1 month after the screening, just to kind of reinforce any education. We also like to assess whether they were actually able to make it to the primary care provider or a community-based clinic for care. And so one of the interesting things about this program, in keeping some of the data, is we're finding about only one-third of the people who are getting the referrals are actually getting into care. And so we're going to be keeping some more data about that. And then sometimes we might initiate a referral to Kern County Public Health Nursing Services for public health nurses to conduct home visits to provide linkage to resources, more education. And this referral is for individuals who are needing more information about maybe medications, diet therapies, other treatments that they were encouraged to engage in by their primary care provider. But also it comes full circle because we also, the public health nursing students in their clinical rotation, have the opportunity to do the home visits for these chronic disease referrals. So you may have a student who went to a health screening clinic and then a few months down the road when they're in their community health rotation, do a home visit to a patient that they saw because of a health screening and got linked into public health nursing services to provide education. So to date, we've served about 1,277 clients. About 31.8% of those actually received a medical referral because of an elevated result. CPHC has also lent itself to research opportunities. So we did do a CPHC survey of participants, just gathering some information about their health beliefs, behaviors related to primary care options, exercise, nutrition, and also evaluating our program. We also did a study about student reflection, students that were involved in CPHC reflecting on their learning experiences within the program. And we're now working on this follow-up questionnaire study, examining those people who actually received care or didn't receive care as a result of the medical referral. With that study, we're more interested in examining some of those barriers of reasons people weren't able to access primary care. The student opportunities is, I enjoy that students, we get, usually the community health nursing course falls in their senior year. But with this program, we can take students at all levels and train them to be able to do these health screenings. So they get accustomed to community health nursing concepts, you know, before their senior year, which I think is good. They're able to develop leadership skills such as the CPHC manager positions. So I have an office manager position of the student who's able to do the follow-up phone calls and contact patients. I also have like a logistics manager who cares for the equipment, the operation manager who does the staffing for days of the clinics, figures out how many nursing student volunteers we have, who's able to speak Spanish, so staffing concerns are a learning process for them. Students can participate in the nursing research projects. We engage in team building, and it's good to have the seniors mentoring the sophomores within the program. Just some of the student reflection. This class helped me learn a lot about the health problems and conditions that affect many people in the community. I felt really great for helping people in the community that may not have received any help prior to this event. As a future nurse, I should never lose sight of the fact that too many people who need care cannot get it due to financial barriers. And I love how it is an attempt to prevent instead of treat. Helping people from going into the hospital is sometimes more important, especially when it can be prevented through proper awareness. And I did not save anyone's life. However, we could catch early warning signs and prevent or more easily manage life-threatening conditions. So in conclusion, our overarching goal is to meet the healthcare needs of individuals, families, and communities by providing these services, reduce the burden of untreated, undiagnosed diseases, and provide a model of care to overcome barriers to accessing health education and health screenings, and to improve healthcare quality, reduce healthcare costs, and offer an efficient preventive health service that can have favorable impact on the health status of the community. Any questions? Yes, and that took us a little bit of time to get through the liability. We worked with our procurement department, and so that's why we have to develop an LOU with each of the community agencies that we work with. But also, as student nurses, they do purchase, they are required each year to purchase liability insurance through the university. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear your question.
You had mentioned that the students have cultural sensitivity as part of the curriculum. Could you talk a little bit about what that looks like?
Sure. It's integrated into each quarter, what they're learning that quarter. So in Med-Surg quarter, there's a cultural sensitivity component related to that in OB, in pediatrics, in every component. But for CPHC purposes, during their orientation and training into the program, that is considered, that is part of the orientation and training.
And what does it consist of?
It just consists of examining the populations that we most often work with, and maybe learning about different health beliefs, language, practices, and all those are incorporated. And our in our nursing curriculum, we tend to use, in the first quarter, students have the Spector text related to cultural concepts. You're welcome. Yes?
We had a similar kind of clinic, and we ran into problems because we couldn't refer them with free care, and if they don't have any resources, how do you talk about screening and then they kind of go to the physician? So it sounds like a lot of them don't follow up, and is it because they have no resources? Do you have clinics that would take people and try and scale them?
We do. So we have the same problem where people are unaware of resources for affordable health care, something that they can afford. So we do refer them to the community-based clients, clinics that offer sliding scale fees, but we also have a brand new service within the last probably 6 months. It's a faith-based organization called Jesus Shack that runs a mobile clinic that does not charge. And their criteria is that a person does not have health insurance and that they don't have finances to pay for it. So that's that we do have a resource. Thank you very much.